out, y'all. Hot FM's Brownie
and EJ. Heading over to Hollywood just for a bit of a difference right now. Not too long ago, a couple got married, didn't they?
They did. Cameron Diaz and her beautiful good Charlotte other half, Joel.
Benji.
I knew I was going to take a stab at that and get it wrong. That's breaking news. He's left Nicole Richie. No. That hasn't happened.
Look, it's forgiven because they're twins. You make that mistake all the time. Look, Benji finally found love after dating Paris Hilton, Sophie Monk. There was a few others in there as well,
Lots of blonde bombshells. And then he went on to Cameron Diaz, and they said they weren't looking at getting married. She didn't want kids. That's just the way that they were living their life, and they were happy with that. And now that they've tied the knot, a lot of people, whether they're just starting these nasty rumours or maybe, but a lot of people are saying that it was a shotgun wedding.
This is intense. Mm-hmm. Cameron Diaz is apparently 4 months pregnant.
Wowzers. This would be huge if it was true. And, oh, God, they'd make the cutest little babies, wouldn't they?
They would. They certainly would. But it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, I had a mate a couple of years ago. They fell pregnant. Congratulations. And the thing is, they planned a wedding as soon as possible. So quick. It only took them like 3 months or so to get married because the bride was religious, the groom wasn't. And, of course, it was all part of the family tradition to get married before you have children.
Oh, no. So maybe that's what Cameron or the Madden family would prefer. Who knows?
I think that has to be the case, right? That's one of the only reasons why you have a shotgun wedding.
Yeah, it is. That's what a shotgun wedding's all about. But there's, I suppose, different reasons why people would get hitched pretty fast. I know I went to a wedding recently.
Oh, I thought you were just about to say, I know, I got married recently.
Surprise! No, I went to a wedding where the couple, madly in love, there was nothing dodgy about it, but they got married quickly so they could get a visa processed because they wanted to be together forever and, you know, they wanted to move to Australia.
Yep.
So they had to get married quickly.
There you go. And that's a pure example of throwing a shotgun wedding. Well, let's find out why you threw your shotgun wedding on 13, 12, 16. Big J, did you get married quickly?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say quickly, but I got hitched rather quickly for, you know, rushed reasons.
Okay.
What are we talking about? Did you, like Benji and Cameron, have a little one on the way?
No, we already had two kids when me and my wife got married.
Nice. Well, now I'm even more intrigued. What was it?
My work made me got married.
What?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, because that we had a government house when we were living together. I had children.
Yes.
And they didn't recognise her as my partner.
Right.
We had to get married so we wouldn't get done for fraud. Can you believe that?
Oh, that is crazy.
Yeah, so well, basically we didn't have to, but it assisted our situation in getting married. Yeah. So it would all make
it makes
things,
it easier.
So make these things go away.
Did you have a quick wedding? Did you plan it very easily?
We had a quick wedding in a little chapel, and there were six people in attendance, and yeah, it was, my wife can't even look at the pictures.
So one of those rush job weddings.
Oh, no. That sucks.
In their defense, though, it'd be better than one of those ones you go to Vegas for. You know, you have a couple of too many drinks because you're not drinking responsibly. You go to one of those Elvis chapels. Next thing you know, you come home and you're married.
I've actually told this story before, but my grandma got hitched she eloped without everybody knowing.
I did hear that. Yeah, you did say that. Yeah.
But the reason that she got married so quickly and without telling anybody was just for quite logical. If one of them died, the other one wouldn't be left out with nothing to own. So they got married. So when one of them die, they're both looked after.
It's so cute and heartwarming. It really is.
It's funny how old people are so black and white about it. She's like, well, all I go is to funerals these days. So so it's only natural.
I would love to meet your grandma. Oh, man. Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Podcast them at hotfm.com.au.